and it's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Well, Charlie, there's a native plant that flowers soon, and I actually don't know much about it. Maybe I'm not near where it thrives most, but I know it's a great one to have for pollinators. So I'm thrilled to learn more about pussy willows.
Yes, pussy willows are the harbingers of spring. You see them out there now with their gray little catkins coming out. And you're right, they are a great pollinator plant because that fuzzy little gray catkin is what it's actually called, is a covering for the flowers. And the plant is smart because it knows that it's flowering so early, so it needs a little protection. So that's what that covering, that gray fuzzy stuff is doing, is protecting the flowers that are underneath, which will bloom soon afterwards and be great for pollinators and bees. So it is a native plant. It grows about 6 to 10 feet tall and wide. It likes full sun. It likes a well-drained soil, but a moist soil. So you often will see it kind of near a bank of a stream bank or an area where there is some moisture. You don't want to try to grow it like in a swampy area, though. It won't really do very well there. Very easy to grow. And of course, this time of year, we'd love to cut them and bring them inside. And you can do that. If you put a little water in the vase, they'll actually root and you can make more pussy willow plants. Another thing you have to keep in mind is that they get very big, so don't be afraid to really cut it back every 3 years or so. Cut it way down to about a couple feet tall. You do that around this time of year after the pussy willows are done, and then it'll just leaf out and branch out and form a smaller shrub that will make you more pussy willows next year and ones that are easier to harvest too. Now, the fun thing about pussy willows is that they're not just native here, but there are varieties of them all around the world. And some of these have different colored catkins, which is kind of cool. So there's one that has a black colored catkin, which is really fun. And then there's a European and an Asian one that has pink and red colored catkins. So you could have a whole mix of different colored catkins in your yard with the pink ones, the black ones, and the gray ones all together, forming this beautiful kind of color collage in early spring as they start growing. And another great thing about willows, of course, in general, and particularly the pussy willow, is that a lot of butterflies will lay their eggs on them, so they're a good larval source for the butterflies, a food source. And so we like to have that there. And of course, the food source for the butterflies, being these little caterpillars, is also a food source for birds as they're nesting. So a little songbird nest may need about 5,000 caterpillars to actually feed all those little babies from hatching all the way up to fledging. And all of the willows are a great source of caterpillars for the birds. So lots of different reasons to try to grow some pussy willows in your yard.
And those other varieties, those will grow here?
Yes, those other varieties, they're a little more tender. So they're more like a zone 5 plant. So I would grow them more in the Champlain Valley, lower Connecticut River Valley, versus the native one, which is more of a zone 4 plant, which can grow up in the mountains.
And Charlie, if this isn't already a movie title, it should be The Bulbs of Summer. It's actually the name of a webinar you've got coming up soon. What will it entail and how can interested folks find it?
Yeah, the webinar is happening on April 4th, all about the summer bulbs, lilies, the gladiolus, the canna lilies, dahlias. I'll go over all of those, how to grow them, different varieties, and talk about some unusual ones like crocosmia, for example, and even things like agapanthus you might even want to try. So I'm going to have a whole host of different plants that are planted in the spring. These are bulb plants that are planted in the spring. We'll talk about care of them, growing them, problems you might have, like the red lily leaf beetle, animals going after them. All of that's going to be happening during my webinar, which is on April 4th at 6 p.m. You can go to my website, gardeningwithcharlie.com, or just go to the All Things Gardening page, and there's a link there. If you can't make it on April 4th, that's not a problem, because I will record it, and everyone who signs up will get a recording of the webinar afterward.
Okay, Charlie, here's a question from Anne-Marie in Pollitt. Anne-Marie writes, I never had cutworms till last year, and then they attacked cabbage, lettuce, parsley, and leeks. Is there a way to get rid of them? But if I can leave the land fallow for the year, will that kill them off?
Well, that actually could help, yes. I would say either leave the ground fallow or do cover crops on that bed, or even grow some plants that the cutworms really aren't going to be interested in, like root crops, for example, carrots and parsnips and things of that nature. They're probably not going to bother those so much. That might be enough to kind of knock down that population. Of course, the other thing you can do is if you do put transplants, say you put tomatoes in there or peppers in there, you can take the cardboard insert in a toilet paper roll, when you're done with the toilet paper, cut that in half and use that as a cutworm collar. Just put that around the whole plant, sink it down a couple inches into the soil. When you transplant that transplant, whatever vegetable it is, and that will protect them from getting in there and chewing down your plant. So there's a couple different things you can do.
And if you have questions about cutworms or anything else about your spring and summer garden, you can send those questions to Charlie and he'll answer them on an upcoming episode of All Things Gardening. You can find the submission form at vpr.org. Just search All Things Gardening and listen again to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.